This week on Reset, we travel to the far ends of the universe with Star Ocean, Second Evolution, and then we travel back directly to Earth and travel underground in Tomb Raider Underworld. Actually, I don't think we go underground in Tomb Raider Underworld. That would be like Need for Speed, but we're not covering that. We're covering Tomb Raider. So pack your bags and get ready. We're going on a trip with Lara Croft. There will be awesome boobage. Ready, get set, go. It's Reset. We'd like to welcome you guys back to another week of, you know, insanity and information. I'd like to introduce my panel of well-known and well-deserved friends.
Well-known.
Well-known, yes, very well-known in the internet on certain websites that start with an X and then another X. And then you have to click that you're over 18. I have with us Lawrence.
Yo.
He just said yo.
Yeah.
And I also have with us, once again returning, the most world-renowned, the most astounding, the greatest magician to ever live, Brandon.
Cheers.
Oh, we're doing the British thing today. Okay. All right, that's cool. Are we doing that? Are we doing the British thing?
No.
Okay, no. We're going to jump right into our reviews this week. This week we have for you Tomb Raider Underworld and Star Ocean Second Evolution. We're going to go right into our first review of Tomb Raider Underworld. So for that, we have Lawrence and Brandon.
All right. Now, Tomb Raider Underworld we're talking about, mostly because they've recently announced that there's some DLC heading down the pipe. So we want to give everybody a little bit of insight if you haven't been up on that game. Now, as far as a lot of the elements of the game are concerned, like Tomb Raider is developed by a different studio than it was before. So if you weren't playing since 2, you're in for a bit of a culture shock. Because the guys who did the Legacy of Kain game, Crystal Dynamics, are the team developing it. Although Eidos is still publishing it, they don't handle the development anymore, which is probably why the game is good.
It's like, really, it was bad before?
It was tolerable, but after 2, it got...
Yeah, I was going to say it was adequate.
Bad.
I wouldn't say exactly bad.
I won't say exactly good.
Okay.
I would say Tomb Raider 3 was kind of a stinker for me.
Tomb Raider 3 up.
All right, that's cool. Yeah. But really, moving forward, like right now, is the series fixed, though? Like, what is it that they did about this game that makes it so different from the previous Tomb Raider iteration?
Well, I was going to go into that once I started talking about the gameplay. And the main issue that they fixed, which was a key leading to, like, you know, game over screens, was the ease of movement and the interaction with the environment. Now, the original games were based on, like, sort of like a grid pattern. You had to stop, jump back a step, run forward exactly a step, jump, etc. Like, no, there's no need for that type of setup anymore. Like, you press jump, girl jumps. The button doesn't have a time delay on it. You go left, the girl doesn't turn left, she runs left. She goes wherever you point the analog stick. You go to jump and grab a ledge, you don't have to worry about being in exactly the right spot, pixel for pixel, to grab the ledge. She'll grab whatever's nearby that she can grab if she's in the air or she's close enough to grab it. Like, the ability to get around your environment and move around is something that has made this game a lot easier, and it makes it easier to complete the puzzles and explore the environment, which is something that was troublesome in the past. Like, not even going forward from Legend, which was the last game, and Anniversary, which was on the PSP. But, again, they just keep refining the formula so that it gets easier to play. One of the problems with the game, though, as far as the gameplay is concerned, is that the camera can sometimes get in your way.
Yes.
When you're jumping around. So it's like you'll be on a ledge, and if you got a wall next to you, a ceiling above you, and you're on a wall, there's problems. You got to kind of just
go with the
flow.
It's like you're sitting there playing, and you're trying to actually look up over around things. Like, wait, what is going on here?
Like, yeah, and the right analog stick, it, like, that controls the camera, and for the most part, it's helpful. But again, certain situations, like the camera can get stuck. You won't know where to go next. You'll be kind of like, so you just kind of like have to sit and let the game figure out where you are, and then it'll put the camera somewhere so you can keep moving forward.
Like sometimes I would try to go all the way over to a ledge and just push over, and hopefully she goes into that animation where she's like hanging over.
Yeah, right. Like hopefully you go, oh, I can jump that way. Because sometimes you assume you can and you just jump off and you just fall.
It's just like, I also like the little grappling hook thing that they put in this one. That saved me a few times.
Oh, yeah, that was in Legend as well. They added that as a key component for the puzzles. It's like the grappling hook used to climb up and down things, pull things over, etc. Another thing that's bad about the game, since we're talking about negatives, because the game has a lot of positives as far as the gameplay is concerned, might as well talk about one or two negatives. The combat is some of the most shoddy third-person shooting I've ever experienced in any game, period. Like, as long as you're, like, you know, hopping up and down on stuff and climbing things and, like, you know, shimmying on poles and all that crap, like, yeah, it's cool. But as soon as you pull a gun and another dude pulls a gun, you have a problem. As soon as something runs up on you that's not human, you have a problem. Like, there's a tiger. Oh, I have an assault rifle. That means nothing. Tiger's going to hit you at least twice.
Tiger's stronger than an assault rifle?
Yeah, it's a lot stronger.
It's like, I figured rock beats paper beats rock.
Like, when you start the game, they have, like, this player catering thing where you can set how much damage you take and how much damage the enemies take and, like, you know, all sorts of other elements. But, like, as a whole, that doesn't do a lot for the combat. The combat's just bad.
Yeah, and they try to fix it with the little adrenaline rush thing.
Like, yeah, you hold the button, the game slows down, you get a headshot if you get real close, but the time it takes to set up for that, you get hit.
It's ridiculous. It's, like, too hard to actually bring it in. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's so hard to give you an achievement for doing it 10 times.
Yeah, they know it's, like, pretty much impossible to
know
do.
Know the name of the achievement is, or don't know the
It's, like, Master Combat Specialist or something.
Well, because you're led to be good at that bad combat to
get
it.
Yeah, you really do.
Okay.
As far as other elements of the game are concerned, like, we're going to move on to the graphics. It is a beautiful game, I will say that. No matter what system you're playing it on, and there are only, like, two systems I think you can play Underworld on. It's, like, the 360 and the PS3. It's, like, yeah, like, the graphics are awesome. Like, the environments are great. There are parts of the environment that seem kind of unfinished. Like, if you go to, like, the way corners of some maps, it's like, oh, wow, all these plants, you'll be in a corner, and it'll just be like, why is it just flat with green pixels over there? you're nitpicking and you're looking for stuff. And there's the occasional, like, clipping issue. Like, you'll run through plants and, like, plants will go through you. Although, for the most part, she interacts with stuff. Like, if you run through trees, like, she'll put her arms up and bat them. Like, if you get near fire, she'll put her arms up, like, because she doesn't want to get...
Oh, so it's not like Turok, where it's like a picture of grass, and then the grass spins.
Because,
like, the grass spins because it's a picture... And then they rotate.
Yeah, it's like a GIF file. It formats your viewing angle. Like, no, that's not how this is. All the stuff in the game.
Most of the foliage is interactive. I mean, like, they wouldn't put you in this lush, interactive environment that you couldn't interact with, right?
Yeah, like, everything is great. Like, the graphics are beautiful. The locations are shot spot on.
How does that hold up with frame rate and everything? Like, are there serious frame rate issues?
No, I have no slowdown whatsoever.
Even with all the stuff, like, because I remember from when I played in the demo, like, when you're in her mansion in the beginning, none of that's a problem?
None of the dust, like, particles or anything. It's
really?
All there.
That all holds up?
Yeah, okay. Perfectly.
No, the graphics are great. There are some boards with, like, snow and rain. Ridiculous. Like, specifically, like, this one board, where is it, like,
Mexico?
The Mexican board. But, like, they're, it starts raining, and you just stand there and just look up at the walls, and you just see the water running down.
And the water dripping off of her body. It's just, like, it hits, and it's just, like, and off of plants and everything.
No, I love the way that you said that. The water dripping off of her body. Like, really?
There are a lot of games. Like, even in Gears,
exactly.
the rain goes through you.
The rain looks great. Yeah, until, like, it hits your character, but here it's the rain hits you and it hits you in a dynamic
way. If you move the camera, you can actually see it running down her face.
Oh, so it does the Drake's Fortune Uncharted with it?
Yes.
Like, do you actually see, like, what is that? Like, texture changes?
Yeah,
when
her
she
clothes
gets wet,
actually
her
gets
clothes
wet.
Actually get moistened and everything like that?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's like the sound is one of the other things that's kind of lacking. Like, the background noise... Awesome. It's like the background noise, again, like, a lot of the environmental stuff, like birds chirping, you know, rocks falling, all this, et cetera. Great. Awesome ambience. The music is almost non-existent on some levels, and when it does come in, it's just sudden and jarring.
And you're just running around like, what is going on here?
Isn't that because they want you to focus more on the environment around you?
Sometimes, but sometimes the music just comes in and there's absolutely like it doesn't nothing
fit,
going on.
It doesn't fit anything that's going on in the game. It's like, oh, I might be fighting enemies, but there are no enemies on screen and there's just music that's playing.
Yeah, it's like, hey, sometimes. I'm going to take a swim. And it's like, boo, 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 boo. And you get out the water, it's just like, okay.
Okay.
No more music.
Does the music actually sound like that?
Not even. No. The music's actually, actually good. It's just how it's applied situational.
And also the costume selection in the beginning is actually pretty cool. I like that, even though it has like no relevance, I don't think.
In fact, they have DLC online now, like free DLC for two costume packs, where you can get like the old outfit from the original Tomb Raider games, and you can get the Legend outfit. And there's also, like, an extra pack for, like, you know, like, also free for, like, extra swimsuit colors and stuff because she gets, like, a diving suit and you download the pack, you can change the colors or whatever. It's, like, it's an extra little thing. It's free. You don't need it, but it's there. Other than that, if I were to recommend a game, I'd recommend getting it not even because the DLC's coming and there are extra levels and also more costumes and more achievements tied therein, but, like, just get it because as far as Tomb Raider games, as far as action-adventure games go, It's more on the adventure aspect, and it does that better than anything I've played in recent memory, and that's good. Like, the camera is a minor issue. The combat, you don't do enough of it to justify getting mad at it.
It's actually tomb raiding this time.
Yeah, you're exploring, you're solving puzzles, you're looking
for
crap.
So the game has finally found its niche. And
I would say
It's focused so much more on what makes a tomb raiding game a Tomb Raiding game, which is raiding tombs, just
pretty much.
Very much so. And the story, if you've been keeping up with the games, it actually rewards you for that, because there's a lot of stuff that ties into the earlier titles.
Okay, so for people who have been following, let's say, the mythology of Tomb Raider, this is going to be something pleasing for them, like having played this game.
And even if they didn't, it's still, you can jump right into it.
Yeah, the story's still enthralling.
Like, me not having played since 2, will that stop me or jar me from wanting to play this game? Will this give me too much information about the other games? Like, does it go back and teach me about what I missed?
Or there's a video in the game, actually. If you go into the title screen and you go to, like, credits and trailers, there's a video called Previously on Tomb Raider that does, like, background story on the entire
series. So it just does Previously on Lost.
Fundamentally, yeah. I would mention that earlier. Awesome.
Like, last week on Californication.
Wow, that's really cool. I like that. I like the fact that they've gone out of their way to show the fans of the series, or even the people who aren't fans of the series, what has happened, so that you come into this game and you don't feel like they're just, you know, beating you over the head with the idea that this game is just this game and, we didn't tell you what happened before.
Yeah, pretty
but
much.
But here's this, and then it's like, you know, Batman. And why is Batman in this game? He's not. He's not in the game.
I would say bottom line.
Because I don't want people to go buy this game. Like, Batman's not in the game. Seriously.
It's like, where's Batman?
It's like, why did you pay for the game? I'm sorry. It's like, the DLC, when is that? Do you know when that's going to be coming?
Last I heard, it was, like, coming soon.
Okay. Alright, well, very good. Anything else you want to add about the game? Is there any, like, online component or anything like that about the game? Or
like, versus multiplayer? No, there's none of that.
Yeah, okay. Alright, good. Because there shouldn't be, like, an online versus Tomb Raider game. Because only one person could be Lara Croft, and then it's
well,
not
fair.
Bet. Spoiler, really?
That's what? Say that in the beginning of the game. It's not a spoiler.
But
what?
Dude.
Who you know? Okay, anyway. Jesus.
You gotta get like 3-4 levels in before they show you.
Not
levels.
Even.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, no more. I don't. Because I'm gonna go play this game. But now. Gosh. Okay. Anyway, we're gonna take a quick commercial break and we're gonna come back with Star Ocean Second Evolution for the PSP. I'm gonna try not to ruin that game for you. And Claude and Rena don't have. Be right back.
ストリートファイター4タプコン
Coming exclusively to the J1 Forum, the Street Fighter 4 live feed.
And we're back! And we're back talking about our Star Ocean, or Ocean of Stars, as those people in Bizarro World like to say. Star Ocean Second Evolution was a release for the PSP back in January of 2009. It's a remake of the original PSX version that came out in 1998. This game, being the remake that it is...
not even a remake, it's a port.
Well, we can't call it a remake, technically, because it's just a port of an original game with updated graphics.
Not even updated graphics, it's
the graphics are updated, the cinemas are updated. The graphics look like the ones on the original PSP remake of Star Ocean 1, which is actually, that's a remake.
No. Star Ocean 1 is a remake, yes, but the PSP version of Star Ocean Second Evolution does not look nowhere near as good as Star Ocean 1.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
It doesn't.
Either way, this game originally released by Enix and Triace. Now the developer itself, Enix, has been, you know, conglomerized by Square. And now Squaresoft is now Square Enix, as we very well know. And you start off this game as either one of two characters. You start off as either Claude C. Kenny, the son of, for those who followed the story from the first game, of Ronix's J. Kenny, the main character from the first Star Ocean game, or Rena, a 17-year-old girl who is an alien from another planet. But you don't find that out, so spoilers alert.
Sorry, well, I'm talking about spoilers.
Okay, but my spoiler is from 1998. Your spoiler is from a game that came out in November. Very, very different.
So it was still last year.
It was last year. Mine came out in 1998.
And people still don't know that Dom shoots his girlfriend in the face in the end of Gears
2. Whoa!
Oh, now they do.
That's ignorant. It's like not even his girl because she's a zombie by the time he finds her. The cutscenes that were done are reinvented from the ones that were done for the animated series back in 2004. The series was done by Production IG, and they came back and did the cutscenes for this game itself. Also, they came back and redid all the character models, which, for those of you who are purists of the Star Ocean series, will either be really happy or really sad with what they did to Reyna. Let's talk about the gameplay, because there's really not much to talk about with the art, as Lawrence put forward already. The graphics really don't leave much to the heart, where either you really love Star Ocean enough to get through it, or you found a way to play the PS1 game on your PSP.
Or you're playing Crisis Core.
Or you're playing Crisis Core.
Or Dissidia. Because we have a nice play guide for that on the forums.
On the forums, yeah. There's a very nice play guide for those who don't know how to play Dissidia. Battles themselves in this game take place on an open field. Just like the previous Star Ocean iterations, you can take control of one of four characters on the field. They range from magic users to melee users, so if you're a melee character, you'll run into battle, and you'll start smashing the circle button, and you'll hit stuff. The combo system has been changed from the first game, where originally you could just mash the circle button or the attack button repeatedly, and you just keep doing basically an infinite attack. A very broken but very working mechanic for the original game. Got you through a lot of boss fights. The remake, or port, as it is called, now has a combo system where you can do up to three attacks before there's a very big gap in your attacking pattern, and you can get attacked by enemies that are much faster than you or spellcasters. The voice acting for the game is hit or miss, honestly.
Miss.
The original voice acting for the game was not something where it was like all the cutscenes were voice acted, like they are now. All the cutscenes are voice acted. In fact, a lot of the original dialogue in the game has been re-recorded to make it accessible for people who didn't understand the original story, and to add another character who was added to the game now, who has a pointer stick, who really has no place in this game.
A pointer stick.
She has a pointer stick. It's called a pointer stick. Like the battle item is called pointer stick. It's like a stick with a hand on it.
What was that?
It's a hand with a stick on it.
It's like chaka 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 engine.
It's like, I don't know. It's one of her killer moves, which is funny because that's what the name of the special attacks in the game are called, killer moves, which can be set to either the L or the R triggers. You go into battle, you can set any one of many killer moves that you learn by leveling up throughout the game. Once again, I'm really hurt by this remake or port, because for those of you who really cared about Star Ocean, this is a hurt piece. Not hurt piece, hurt piece.
Wow. Hurt.
No, it's herpes, Joe.
It's a disease.
You get it, and it doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away. It's a malignant sore that comes back every couple of months, even with Valtrex. Oh. Outbreaks can reoccur.
So there's no riding horses and doing karate.
Yeah, like
that's why you're playing Star Ocean.
those people in those commercials are not indicative of you playing Star Ocean on the bus. Like, those are sad faces. Really, coming into this, I thought that this would be at least tolerable. And unfortunately, I was proven wrong.
It's like, Lord knows the PSP needs good RPGs games at this point.
Like, not even just RPGs, but very good games. And going forward, I really thought that Star Ocean would be something that would allow us to bridge that gap between just a regular port and an actual good game. And unfortunately, it does not do that. Between the shoddy voice acting, the reinvention of characters who have gone from looking like teenagers to looking like episode of Strike Witches, and that's bad. That's really bad when you look like Strike Witches, because you look like Strike Witches, you're going to jail. And there's a lot of scenes where it's like, I love you, Reyna, and you're like, whoa, buddy, and then they call the cop. When people see you playing that on the bus, they're like, what is this? And the reinvention of a lot of the attacks, because I guess they felt the original names of the attacks weren't, you know, straightforward enough. So, Claude's level 32 attack, Burst Knuckle, is now called Knuckle Burst. And for those of you who really don't play this game, this doesn't faze you. No, this isn't even nitpicking, because...
Knuckle Burst.
And it was cool,
it's
because...
It's a Japanese RPG, of course the attacks are stupid.
Okay, but it was called Burst Knuckle, that made sense. His Knuckle Burst... with Knuckle, he bursts his knuckle.
He bursts his knuckle, and
you're like, burst knuckle, that'd be fun.
He punches someone, like Harry Potter.
Like, he punches him, and it's like,
if you walk up to a guy in real life, you yell, burst knuckle, you're getting kicked in the
Well, first off, if the dude let me hit him with burst knuckle, that'd be awesome. But second off, if I walk up to the same dude, and I say, hey, Chris, knuckle burst!
You're getting raped, then you're getting kicked in the
It's like, oh, like, why do we have to get on? Why do we have to get on this tangent about like, why is that this serious? Like the game itself is. That's not fair.
I'm gonna put my your drum set.
Just like the shit.
just
that, like, Star Ocean. It's like, yo, it's like, yo, Tomb Raider Underworld, great. Star Ocean, Second Evolution.
It's like, no, not even, no. If you got a PSP and you need something to play and you happen to have a huge sum of money, I guess, you know.
What else could he have said other than a huge sum of money to buy video games? Thank you, Brandon, because now at this point, this has turned less into a preview review of Star Ocean and more into your infatuation with Step Brothers. It's like, that is ridiculous. It's like, I don't even know what the whole point of that joke was in Step Brothers anyway. Like, what was that? what was that?
It's like, no, you wanted to use his drum set, you got all Bogarty about it, so you put his nuts on it to make a point.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like, well, before then, he just went upstairs and started playing the drum set. Maybe it's because he made it like it was the end all be all. It's like, we don't touch my drum set.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
so he made a big deal about the drum set.
Yeah, it's like, you can do anything you want in the house, but touch the drum set.
So, and you know, when you tell somebody, it's forbidden fruit, you're gonna f*** when you're not there anyway. Like, okay. If anything, I'm like, yo, do whatever you want. He'll go up there, mess with it once, and leave it the hell alone.
Okay.
But no, you tell him not to mess with it.
So we specifically went his way to mess with his drum set.
That's why he grabbed one of the toms and screamed into it, F you, Dale!
All right, seriously. Okay. I have a clip of Step Brothers. I have to play this, because for my sake and for continuity's sake, and for those of you who really don't understand what either Step Brothers is or what Star Ocean attests to be, when you start playing it, this should be some food for thought. All right, so here we go. It's like, we got a clip of Step Brothers. now we don't. It's like, we had a clip of Step Brothers, but now we have that. So hold up, I'll duck you up the Step Brothers drone. All right, bet.
Crazy man, you sound sane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated, Brennan. I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it. Get out of my face, or I'm gonna roundhouse your ass.
That is ridiculous. So he's just gonna go mess with his drum set? No, and it should, yo, that should have been all off of YouTube. Like, that's on YouTube.
Like, YouTube don't let you watch no JAV nowhere on that site.
No, but they let, like, they let,
well, they flagged them drums.
Like, as soon as you put them up, they're gone.
A bunch of Japanese girls kissing, dude.
Like kissing, but they're, that was Will Ferrell.
I watched
naked.
Will Ferrell just put his nutsack on the drum.
It's not a real nutsack. It's a
irrelevant. It is implied nutsack.
It looks pretty realistic there, though, buddy.
You can put in probably all kinds of stuff like
this. I'm sure you can
like,
make
prosthetic.
But that particular one looked realistic enough.
Like really, like okay. So end all be all is if you're looking for a good game to play on your PSP.
Get Dissidia. And they read our play guide on the forum.
Like, really. Like, you could just go to the J1 forum and look forward to the fact that we'll have Street Fighter footage soon. and that's much more important than what you're playing on the PSP right now. Because there's really nothing to play on the PSP until when? Until November?
Until
Bird by Sleep?
Until ever. Get a DS.
Really? We're telling people to get DSs? That's not even fair. We're about Nintendo right now?
That's disgusting.
Nintendo DS is
Wait, guys. Lawrence reached into his pocket and pulled out a fat DS. Like a DS 1000. Like, yo, I turned this drone on.
It's like one of the big cell phones from the 80s.
Yo, do you have to put gas to that?
Ooh, that's nasty.
It runs on propane.
Yo, it's funny because that DS is in better condition than anyone else's portable.
Why did I turn on Lawrence's DS and says, couldn't fight? It doesn't say Nintendo. It doesn't say DS. It says, couldn't fight. Oh my god. Did you take your card out?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Yo, that is ridiculous. Yeah, I really do recommend getting a DS because there are a lot of good games on the DS. In fact, Mario Brothers RPG 3 is coming out.
Bleach.
This week. Bleach just came out.
Oh, wait, please.
Bleach, what is that, the Soul Carnival? Or, no, that was the PSP one. There's
another
Bleach. There's the Bleach. That's the fighting game, right?
Yeah.
That's the other fighting game that's coming out.
Yeah, you could also play Fire Emblem.
I think it's called.
Smart.
A lot of people like Fire Emblem's the learning curve. Is not steep. You should really be playing Fire Emblem.
It's like, if you're not smart, then Fire Emblem will chew you up. But if you're intelligent, then, you'll be alright.
It's like, or you guys could just get Imagine Babies.
Yeah.
And make your kid clean.
Islam
is the light. It's like, because that's a cute little recurring joke we have now. And, jeez. That's it. That's all we have. That's all we have for this week. Because guess what? Guess what we're doing next week? Guess what we're doing? Here, hint. Down, forward, fierce, punch.
It's like forward, down, forward.
I'll add in a clip. No.
Hadouken! Quarter circle forward. All three punch buttons.
It's like, there's a character in that game that has the light of Islam on your head. And then he spins you. It's like, because that's coming. That's coming next week, guys. So look forward to that. That'll be all over the forums at www.j1studios.com.
Maggot!
Click on the community tab, and you guys can register on the forum. We'd like to hear any feedback you guys have about the show. Any hits or misses, you want to send us pictures, I'd be more than happy to put them up on the site. You have any questions, we can answer them.
Can we answer them?
Well, I would like to think that we have enough knowledge between the three, four,
that's
five,
like,
ten of us.
That's like 50, 60.
I mean, that's including our personalities. All split of them. Like, we could answer those questions, couldn't we? We would want people to think that they could come to us.
It depends on the question.
For the knowledge. Because we're a show that's built on our fan base and answering questions that the people want to hear and giving them the content that we want to drop to them, right?
Yeah, and we grow with our fans as well.
Yes, very much so, because we love all of our fans. Every single last one. We love all of you.
All of you.
Mwah.
Even the idiots.
Really, we do.
Because they're idiots.
But we love them, because you have to love them, because someone loved Quasimodo, so someone loves everyone.
But Quasimodo was ugly, he wasn't stupid.
You sure? Did you watch The Hunchback of Notre Dame? I watched it like 10 times.
I did, he was naive more so than
I mean, that could be, you know, mistaken for stupidity. He got with Esmeralda, so that done.
Naivety is Sarah Palin. Stupidity is W.
Yes, like stupidity can almost Sarah make you the president of the United States, so... There you go.
But it won't let you talk fly on the
phone. It won't let you talk fly on the phone, and it won't get you dates on the internet. But either way, thank you guys for tuning in again. Appreciate all you people coming back for a second helping of Reset Pie.
Everyone came back.
I hope everyone came back, every single last person. And we will see you guys next week. Daniel Fortin.